Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for November 8th to the 14th, 2014. Two Palestinians are killed this week as Israeli settlers and troops escalate their attacks targeting Palestinians in Gaza and the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. Protests this week were reported in the villages of Bel'in, Na'lin and Nabi Saleh in central West Bank, Kfar Kaddoum in the north, as well as in Ma'sara in the south of the West Bank. IMEMC's Majd Bajali with the story.
Israeli troops used tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets to suppress the three protests. In Nabi Saleh, protesters were stopped by Israeli soldiers at the village entrance, while in Bel'in and Na'lin, protesters managed to reach the Israeli wall. One journalist was injured in Bel'in, and many civilians were treated from the effects of tear gas inhalation at the three protests. Meanwhile, Israeli troops attacked villagers of Kfar Kaddoum and their supporters with tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets. As a result, many civilians were treated from the effects of tear gas inhalation. Elsewhere in southern West Bank, Israeli troops stopped the weekly anti-war protest at Al-Ma'zara village entrance. Soldiers forced people back into the village using rifle butts and batons. No injuries were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Majd Bajali.
The United Nations drafted several resolutions regarding the Palestinian question. Meanwhile, peace process still on hold. IMEMC's Ramel Megari with the details.
Palestinian National Authority insists on going to the United Nations for bringing Israel to justice over possible war crimes in Gaza and violations of international law, particularly in the occupied East Jerusalem. United Nations drafted this week several resolutions in support of Palestinian demands, especially the call for recognition of a Palestinian state on 1967 border lines and ending the Israeli occupation within a time frame up to 2016. At the internal Palestinian level, Palestinian political factions are urging the former Hamas rulers of Gaza to expedite investigation for recent blasts of Fatah leaders' homes and the territory. The factions consider Hamas's actions against perpetrators as very helpful to deadlocked Palestinian national unity. Qais Abdel Karim, a Democratic Front leader, believed that the deadlocked unity between Hamas and Fatah would overshadow expected indirect talks in Cairo between Palestinians and Israel over the last ceasefire understanding following Israel's war on the coastal territory. Tension between the Islamist Hamas and the Fatah Party of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has recently escalated in light of the blasts in Gaza. For IMEMC News, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
Israeli troops killed two Palestinians and injured at least two others during attacks targeting West Bank communities this week. In the meantime, Israeli forces resumed attacks against Gaza fishermen. IMEMC's Iman Abdrabbu Bannoura reports.
On Monday, a 25-year-old settler woman and an Israeli soldier were killed in two separate stabbing attacks in Tel Aviv and the West Bank, while at least two others were injured. A Palestinian man, allegedly the attacker, was shot and killed. The settler who was killed is from illegal settlement of Tekoa near Bethlehem. She died after being stabbed by a Palestinian, while a young settler was moderately injured in his abdomen, and a 50-year-old man suffered a mild injury to the face. The incident took place on Monday evening near the Alon Shvot illegal Israeli settlement in the Gosh Etzion settlement block. Israeli security forces identified the attacker as Maher Hamdi Al-Hashlamon, 31. He is a former political prisoner from Hebron, who was held by Israel for more than 5 years. On Monday evening, Israeli soldiers invaded several homes in Hebron and kidnapped the brother of Al-Hashlamon and his brother-in-law, in Ain Sara area in the center of the city. The stabbing came just hours after an Israeli settler soldier, identified as Almok Shiloni, 20 years of age, from Modain illegal settlement near Ramallah, was stabbed at a train station south of Tel Aviv and died of his wounds later on. On Tuesday, a Palestinian youth was shot and killed by Israeli soldiers at Al-Arrub refugee camp near the southern West Bank city of Hebron. Muhammad Jawabre, 21 years old, was standing at his rooftop watching as local youth clashed with invading Israeli troops. A soldier shot Jawabre in his abdomen with a live round, critically injuring him. Palestinian medics moved Jawabre to Hebron City Hospital, where doctors tried to save him, but he died of his wounds. Elsewhere, Palestinian medical sources have reported that two teenagers were shot and wounded by Israeli army fire in Beit Forik village, east of the northern West Bank city of Nablus. Also this week, Israeli settlers continued to invade Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem under the protection of the Israeli military and clash with Palestinian worshippers. Clashes were also reported all over occupied East Jerusalem between Israeli soldiers and local Palestinian youth protesting the constant attacks by Israeli radical groups on Palestinian holy sites in the city. In the Gaza Strip this week, several fishermen have been injured late on Sunday at night after Israeli Navy boats fired rounds of live ammunition and shells at their boats close to the shore of Rafah in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. One of the boats was destroyed and burned, while the Navy also fired flares while military helicopters and a drone flew overhead. Later in the week, Israeli forces on Thursday opened fire towards a number of houses and lands belonging to Palestinian farmers east of Khuza'a town. Israeli military opened fire towards farmers who are close to the location and nearby homes. No casualties or injuries were reported, however. For IMEMC News, this is Iman Abdrabobanoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for November 8th to the 14th, 2014, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.